Mr. Rogers and my New Bethlehem family. I am Donna McCarroll. Good evening. This is my fruitful talk from the pew on gentleness. What comes to your mind when you think of gentleness? Gentleness is a strong hand with a soft touch. It is a tender, compassionate approach toward weaknesses and limitations. Gentleness is to submit one's strength in a posture of humility before God and others. A common misconception is that gentleness means weakness. Surely you would not think of Almighty Christ as a weak individual. Let's look at Matthew 21:12-14. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, Thy house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. This is a good example of how we were supposed to be, stern, not boastful. Yet in verse 14, he still showed gentleness to those blind and lame people, even with my grandchildren. There are times when I have to discipline them. It appears more so now that they are home more. Gentleness can actually make us more powerful. Proverbs 15:1 says, A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. It seems like gentleness isn't something our society holds much stock in. Through prayer, we can ask God to give us a spirit of gentleness and take away any feelings of self-righteousness. Thank you, Father God, for holding me close to your heart and gently leading me. I am thankful that you know my weaknesses and treat me so gently. Help me to do the same with those you have placed in my life. Let my words and actions show your gentle character until gentleness in my life is seen. Help me to be aware of others' needs more than my own and respond to others with gentleness. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.